Adams, Adamly, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Wow, this is not as terrible as I expected it was going to be, because I so wanted it to stink. I so wanted to play something on air and go, ha ha ha, how bad this is. Okay, see, now I've talked it up too much.
Class is in.
Rock School Radio Show here on the Rock School Radio Network, broadcasting from the great state of Louisiana. No more rain. Finally,
yay,
we're to sunshine. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Monique Gregoire.
What'd you do on Saturday night?
Probably watch some Disney cartoon.
Yeah, because, yeah, you've got mommy brain now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because of the two kids. All right. On Saturday night, this past Saturday night, and this show airs on a Thursday and a Sunday,
right,
so if you're listening to it on a Sunday, I don't mean yesterday, I mean a week ago yesterday.
Gotcha.
Floyd Mayweather beat Manny Pacquiao in a 12-round decision for some boxing belt.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
Okay. Apparently, it was a real snore fest of a fight, and it was pretty much the outcome was assured come the second round. Floyd Mayweather just picked him apart, and that was that. But on the way in, this is the thing I want to talk about this week. On the way into the ring, you know how boxers have a piece of music playing as they're coming in?
Oh, yeah, what was playing? Yes.
I have no idea what was playing for Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
But he was accompanied to the ring by the Burger King.
Like the king.
The king.
That's your same commercial. The freaky guy.
Yeah, with the huge plastic head.
Okay.
Right? And Justin Bieber.
What?
Apparently they're friends.
Well, like, I get Burger King because, like, a whole sponsorship thing going on there. But
I don't
Justin
know.
Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Wow.
But it's Manny Pacquiao that made me think about this week's show.
Okay.
He recorded his own song to walk to the ring.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, I don't speak. He's from the Philippines.
Okay.
So that would be, I assume, Filipino. That's
I guess
what somebody speaks from the Philippines, I assume.
Okay.
The song is called Lalaban Ako Para San Filipino.
Oh.
I will fight for the Philippines.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what it translates out to be.
Mm-hmm.
He has two platinum albums in the Philippines.
What?
Well, he's a national hero there. In fact, the day of the fight was set aside as a day where nobody worked. They set it off as a national holiday.
Really?
And they ran the fight on all of the television stations so anyone who wanted to could watch the fight.
Oh, they were disappointed.
Oh, I can imagine. Furthermore, he's a Filipino congressman. He might run for president. He is a member of the Filipino Basketball Association. He's a player coach of the Kia Motors team. He is a star of multiple movies, multiple television shows. And from what I've read, Sylvester Stallone wants him in a future movie.
What? Did he sign away his soul?
I don't think so. I don't think he made a deal at the crossroads. But if Manny Pacquiao is recording platinum albums, how many other athletes have put out albums?
Put out. Not actually made it to the charts. Put out.
Well, some of them have actually made it to the charts. I have pages upon pages of people. So we'll begin with Manny Pacquiao. You think to yourself, how good a singer can he be? I don't know. C minus, C plus. Let's find out. Here's the song he used to walk to the ring, you know, which is funny because the ring is square. This is Manny Pacquiao. I will fight for the Philippines. And when we get back, I'm just going to start listing all of these athletes who decided.
That's so funny.
I can be a musician. How hard can it be? It's Manny Pacquiao, and we'll be back with a whole bunch of good stuff. Some of them are hideous.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some of them are unbelievably good. And I'm going to play the majority of unbelievably good. All right? Back in a minute on Rock School.
Tinatanong sa aking isipan,
all right, coming out of Manny Pacquiao. I have no idea what he said. It's all in, you know, Filipino. But apparently he fights. And you would think if you're going to use this song to come into the ring, you wouldn't have created something so lush and I fight for the Philippines.
Different culture, though.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. It's very lounge singer-ish. Mm-hmm. You would think you'd come up with something, boom, 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 I fight for the Philippines. You would think.
That's very American, though. Think
yeah, you're
about
right.
It.
You're right. You're right. And we as Americans, we lay everything that we do across other cultures.
Correct.
And, you know, it worked, apparently. It's going to be a humongous hit, and he's going to make even more gajillions of dollars. Here are some more names. Drew Gooden is the Milwaukee Bucks center, and he plays the piano. And he's not just, like,
what?
Chopsticks.
Uh-huh.
He's apparently wonderful to the point where he's on the road.
Uh-huh.
He will go down to the lounges in the hotel and will sit down for hours and entertain people.
That's awesome. Which position does he play?
He's a center.
Okay.
I'm thinking about protecting
the hands, you know?
Well, same thing. I do woodworking, and I've had a lot of people say to me, you shouldn't do that. What if you cut off a finger? You know, you can't just sit in a corner and wait for the world to, you know, please don't do anything. Doug Flutie. People know who Doug Flutie is. You might not. You know who Doug Flutie is?
No,
Heisman Trophy winner. He's known for his Hail Mary touchdown pass against Miami. He threw the ball almost the length of the football field. Hail Mary's next to never work. This time, fate reached out and the guy caught it. He was a Buffalo Bills quarterback for the longest time.
Okay.
You know, it was one of those where he's about 2 feet tall and everybody, you can never play quarterback in the league. Same thing with Drew Brees. You're too small. You can't see over the, except I've won a Super Bowl. Yeah, right. He is a drummer and is apparently very good. Mike Piazza. Catcher for the Mets, again, a drummer, and is apparently very good at what he does. And here's another one. Wayman Tisdale. First of all, if your name is Wayman, you're going to want to play smooth jazz. You really will. This guy was a power forward. He was a 12-season basketball player with the Indiana Pacers, the Sacramento Kings, and the Phoenix Suns. Once he said enough, he went on to become a full-on recording artist.
Huh.
He has albums called Power Forward, Face to Face, and Rebound. Later on in his life, he hurt his knee, and luckily he hurt his knee because when he went in to get it looked at, they found cancer in the leg and has since lost part of his leg to cancer, but has a prosthesis and hasn't slowed him down. You think to yourself, okay, how good can he be?
Right.
Oh, dear.
Really?
Is he good? I'm going to play for you his version of Get Down On It. Now, you'll know the song.
Oh, yeah.
But you think, you know, how good can he be? Watch this. Watch this, kids. Wayman Tisdale right here on Rock School. All right, coming out of Wayman Tisdale, did I specifically state he was the bassist?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I did. Oh, shucks. Yeah, he was the bassist.
In that.
Yeah, it's sort of back-selling the song, which I don't like doing, but there you are. He was the bassist in that. Do you know who John Daly is, as we talk about athletes who are musicians?
So.
John Daly is a golfer
and
has had problems with substance abuse for the longest time. He's a good golfer, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But for the longest time, his big pitch was that he led the league in beer consumption. Yeah. You won't find any recordings by him, as in a record or a CD, anything like that. But he's known for picking up an acoustic guitar and playing. And if you're interested, if you're a fan of John Daly, go to YouTube and look up John Daly knocking on heaven's door, as in the Bob Dylan song.
Right.
And it's one of those where you think, oh, no, the guy at the party who picked up the, you know what I mean, who picked up the instrument.
It's the kid on campus under the tree here.
Right. It's not that bad. In fact, it's pretty gosh darn good.
Really?
It's surprising how good it actually is. Do you know who Hector Macho Camacho is?
No. Again, when we play Trivial Pursuit, that whole sports section,
it doesn't help you. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not bad at that with trivia crack. He was a Puerto Rican boxer who was feared. It was he was the consummate take two to throw one because the one I throw is going to be devastating.
Gotcha.
You know, he is willing to get hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because the one you may hit me twice, but the one I hit you with is enough to knock it out.
Yeah.
Okay. He was a guitarist, and you think to yourself, okay, everybody plays guitar.
Yeah.
Well, he actually had his own mariachi band.
Ah, that's fun.
And would play along with the mariachi band. You think to mm-hmm. yourself, well, how hard can that be? Watch a mariachi band play sometime.
Oh, yeah, they're fast.
They're very fast. And the one we're going to do, let's stay in the realm of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of this person, Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, yeah.
De La Hoya has, I know he fought Manny Pacquiao,
okay.
lost. I don't know if he fought Floyd Mayweather. He may have. I may check that during the song.
Okay.
Now you think, okay, they put out an album, but, you know, I've never heard of them. De La Hoya, his nickname was the Golden Boy. He put out an album called Oscar De La Hoya, self-titled uh-huh. album. It was up for a Grammy.
Really?
Really. It didn't win. He was mm-hmm. beaten by Shakira. But the fact remains, it was good enough that it won. Now,
right.
most of the songs that he sang were written by Diane Warren.
Okay.
And also the Beach Boys. Pardon me, not the Beach Boys, the Bee Gees.
Oh.
So I have a question for you. The man is bilingual. He can speak both Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear him sing in English or would you like to hear him sing in Spanish? I have both. The hit uh-huh. in the Latin American countries was Para Que, which means for what?
Okay.
And the somewhat hit in the English-speaking countries was Run to Me, i.e. the Bee Gees song. Got a preference?
English.
English? You want to hear that? All right, here he goes. And you think to yourself again, how bad can it be? Well, if the Grammys liked it, it can't be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. It's Oscar De La Hoya, Run to Me on Rock School. Know who he was.
Oh, yeah, he's very right. good looking.
That's what she says
off
air.
That's what I thought
it was. Is he the really good looking one?
Uh-huh.
Well, before his fights, yes. Afterwards, he ain't so good looking.
Yeah, yeah, swelling goes down.
Yeah, you do get hit a lot during fights. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Carl Lewis is?
I know the name.
He was an Olympic athlete. Exactly that.
Uh-huh.
I believe he was for a short time the fastest man on earth. I have mm-hmm. to believe you can only hold that title for a certain amount of time and
oh,
then
yeah.
your body just can't do it any longer. But at any point in time, he was a part of the 84 Olympics, to be able to even be called the fastest man on earth.
Mm-hmm.
He had a single called Break It Up with his band The Electric Storm. Right there and then you can see, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's one of those things where he's in the gym and he's doing an uplifting, be good to yourself,
oh,
believe
yeah.
in yourself, that kind of thing. And it's hard to argue with somebody like him. You know, when you hear like your neighbor who's mm-hmm. like, you know, I believe in myself and okay, Bob, great, cut your grass. Him, I kind of believe all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, something got him to be the fastest man on the earth. Okay, you know what? I buy it with you. My neighbor? No. I don't get it. So here's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea? And I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. I think it's Henrik Lundqvist.
Oh, sounds good to me.
He sounds like he's from one of the Nordic countries.
Okay.
He was a goalie, as in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And according to what I have here, he is one of the world's greatest goalies. And again, I don't know anything about it. Oh, he is
right.
Swedish. I see that. One of the world's greatest goalies, one of the best dressed athletes of all time, and is married to a gorgeous blonde Swedish girl. So number one, it makes the person who wrote this hate him.
Exactly.
And number two, he is an amazing accomplished musician, specifically on the guitar. Well, Jimmy Fallon knew this. So what he did is he had this guy come out, and I found it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
He came out and Fallon introduces it, and then he plays Sweet Child of Mine on the guitar.
Oh, how funny.
Takes about a minute to listen to it. So what I'm going to do is we'll do our little blip here in the break. Mm-hmm. We'll play the clip, then we'll go into the break. Just alerting our affiliates, that's what we're going to do. We'll play the clip,
okay,
then into the break. Hello, KSCL, Shreveport, Louisiana. Thank you for running the radio show.
Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain.
Get us on Facebook, search Rock School Radio Show, and like us. You really like us. Clip first, right into the break. Sounds like this.
Thank you, the NHL, for ending your lockout. And thank you, New York Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist, for celebrating by coming on our show and playing Sweet Child of Mine on the guitar.
All right, coming out of the break, here's one I don't have a clip for.
Okay.
I probably should have brought one, but I did not. Muhammad Ali, another boxer.
Ah.
He has an album, and you would think it's going to be love songs or something like that, or something like I Am the Greatest, all of that.
Right.
It's The Adventures of Ali and His Gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it came out in 76, and it was an album for kids to attempt to get them to, you know, brush their teeth.
Well, he's a family man. Doesn't he have quite a few?
I think so. And on top of that, it was narrated by Howard Cosell. You can't put him down for it, even if it's terrible. It's for kids. He was the champion of the world, and somebody said to him, look, Tooth Decay's on the rise, champ. Will you help? And he went, okay.
Sure.
So, I mean, you can't put him down for that. What? And it's fun. I listened to a little bit of it online. It's fun. Listen to it. And he's not the greatest singer, so he kind of half talk sings his way through it. Great. Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, boy.
Terry Bradshaw is on one of the morning shows right before the games get underway.
Mm-hmm.
But what a lot of people sometimes forget, those who aren't huge football fans, is that he was one of the greatest quarterbacks around, period. He led the Pittsburgh Steelers to, I believe, 4 Super Bowls. Now, I may be wrong about the number 4, but he was part of the dynasty of Pittsburgh through the 1970s and was one of these guys that could flick his wrist and the ball would go 70 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was the quarterback's quarterback. And he had this thing about him that everyone believed he was ridiculously stupid. There was a joke that he couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the A. And, you know, being from Cleveland, Ohio, when you come out of the womb, they teach you two things. Learn to love brats and little sausages.
Oh, okay.
Learn to love sausage and hate Pittsburgh. So I knew all about Terry Bradshaw, but I had to hate him because he was part of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
And they beat the Cleveland Browns all the time. He was so popular that he put out 5 different albums.
Really?
And you think to yourself, well, they had to be crap. He had hits.
Again, what are we doing? He's singing here?
He's singing.
Oh, wow.
He had a number 17 song on the country chart with a remake of I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And you think, well, country people are accepting. Huh. It made it onto the U.S. pop chart as well.
Really?
And it sounds like this on Rock School.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill.
Well, there's Terry Bradshaw. I also remember while he was putting out the albums, he married a figure skater by the name of JoJo Starbuck.
What?
Yeah, that wasn't her real name. That was her stage name.
Okay.
But she was, you know, a figure skater. She was absolutely blonde and gorgeous. And it was just another thing for we Clevelanders to go, I hate Terry Bradshaw. Stop so beating funny. Us every Sunday. Stop winning Super Bowls mm-hmm. and stop marrying gorgeous, you know, ice skaters. You know, Shaq had a rap album.
I was waiting for it.
He has like four albums of uh-huh. rap music. I hate to say it. It's not terrible. It's not. Well, the first one went platinum. It's not terrible.
Let me ask you this. Are you a fan of Space Jam?
I like the movie. It's
yeah,
cute.
I can't stand it.
It's cute. Well, what's the one I brought? I'm Outstanding was the one I brought. And maybe later in the show I'll play it. Even if you don't like rap music, you should listen to it because I know what you're thinking. This monster of a man is just going to come out and go, and he doesn't. He does a fairly decent job of it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of shocking how good it is. Here are some others that did rap albums. Kobe Bryant did one.
That makes sense. I can see that one.
K-O-B-E is the name of the album. Mm-hmm. Meta World Peace put one out called My World. Okay. It's apparently overly explicit. He just tried to curse his way into it.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Webber, Too Much Drama it was called. Roy Jones Jr., who is a boxer, mm-hmm. he put one out called Round One, the album. I guess he expected many more albums and nothing. Allen Iverson put out one called 40 Bars.
Okay.
And then Deion Sanders put out one called Prime Time.
That one makes sense, too.
Yeah, and there's a single off it, I think, called Prime Time, and I listened to it. It's so bad I don't want to play it, but it was, I'm handsome, I'm beautiful, it's Prime Time.
You know what I'm waiting for? Bo what? Diddley. Do you remember the whole 80s campaign of
yeah.
Bo Knows? Does Bo know music?
I don't have anything from Bo. And it's not Bo Diddley, it's Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, there
Bo
you
Jackson,
go.
Yeah. I have nothing from him. I'm still kind of deciding which one to play out because I have too much music for the time left. But first, bottom of the hour, my name is Joe Burns. You are?
Monique Gregoire.
This is 7 Days, 70 Seconds. These dates, May 4th all the way through May 10th. You have Monday. Go.
May 4th, 1970, four students at Kent University were killed and 11 wounded by National Guard troops at a campus demonstration protesting the escalation of the Vietnam War.
I was almost accepted into Kent State University to get my PhD. It was between that and Bowling Green. And went to Bowling Green. May 5th, 1962, the soundtrack to West Side Story goes to number one in the U.S. album chart. It goes on to spend a total of 54 weeks, 1 year, at the number one position.
May 6, 2002, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen was voted the UK's favorite single of all time in a poll by the Guinness Hit Singles Book. Imagine by John Lennon was 2, and Hey Jude was number 3 by the Beatles.
That's right. May 7, 1983, Paul Weller unveiled his new group Style Council at an anti-nuclear benefit gig in London.
May 8, 1982, Neil Bogart died of cancer at the age of 39. Bogart was the founder of Casablanca Records.
Funny the cancer got him because he did enough coke to sprinkle cover the Alps.
Really?
Oh, yeah. May 9th, 1964, Louis Armstrong goes to number one in the U.S. singles chart with Hello, Dolly, making him the oldest artist to hit number one at the age of 62. In 2011, however, 85-year-old Tony Bennett breaks the record with his duets album when it tops the U.S. chart. And finally, in May 10th, 1986, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee marries TV star Heather Locklear in a courtyard in Santa Barbara, California. 500 guests. Tommy wore a white leather tuxedo, which apparently squeaked a lot. Do you want some smooth jazz or do you want some rock?
Do you want some rock? Let's do rock.
Okay. Jack McDowell. Jack McDowell is a 1993 American League Cy Young winner. He has an alternative group called Stick Figure. And you okay. think to yourself, okay, it's just some stupid little thing uh-huh. that he's put together and he plays on the weekend like Johnny Depp's band, who cares? Mm-hmm. No. They're actually pretty darn good. In fact, they opened for the Smithereens. Right. This is Jack McDowell with Stick Figure right here on Rock School. All right, coming out of Stick Figure, going to do a real short song to get us to the break.
Okay.
All right, here's a couple more. Bronson Arroyo, He is a pitcher for the Reds, and he plays guitar and is apparently very good at it.
Okay.
What else do I have on here? Brandon Webb. He is a 2006 National League Cy Young Award winner, is also a pretty good guitarist. He has played with Dave Matthews.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
which, you know, he doesn't just bring anybody up on stage with him.
Right.
Now the one I want to play, it's a short song.
Mm-hmm.
Denny McClain, who was with the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
He was a two-time American League Cy Young Award winner. Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually a very, very good player. However, when he was a young man, his father was an organ player. Well, he was Hammond organ.
Yeah.
Great. He was so good at it that he began to receive endorsements from the Hammond Organ Company.
Really?
In the off-season to play in Las Vegas. He became so popular, he made, you know, appearances on, I'm going to read them here, The Ed Sullivan Show. What else here? The Steve Allen Show, The Joey Bishop Show, and went on to release two albums on Capitol Records, Denny McClain at the Organ and Denny McClain in Las Vegas.
Huh.
Upon retirement from baseball,
right,
was a regular in Las Vegas.
How fun.
Yeah, he wore a, there's a picture of him online when I grabbed this song. Uh-huh. He's wearing this sort of Nehru jacket and sitting behind this organ, and you think to yourself, who's going to come to see this thing? He apparently for a while was one whale of a draw for people to come and hear music that sounds like you're at a roller skating rink.
What?
Right. Here is, and it's only a minute and 50 seconds, here's Denny McClain playing a little ditty on the Hammond organ called Cute. This is what used to entertain people, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds like this on Rock School. Am I right?
I've never heard anything like that at a roller skating ring.
Well,
I
understand, but you're much younger than I am. But
that's true.
When I said it sounded like it was at a roller skating rink, did you not know exactly what the piece of music sounded like?
Mm-hmm.
There should have been like a bad voice over top. All skate. You know, couple's choice. That's everybody knew exactly what it sounded like. And I showed you the pictures of the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was... I mean, successful as anything, sitting behind a Hammond organ. You can't blame him.
Oh,
I would have played too.
Exactly.
I'd have done it as well. I got to tell you, I have to play a little bit of the Shaq song. And the reason I have to play it is because I can't believe how good it actually was.
Uh-huh.
Because I expected, again, because of how big he is, and I just expected it to be... And it wasn't. So in the same way in the last break, we played that little 1 minute clip of the hockey goalie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play like a 1 little minute clip of Shaq's song, I'm Outstanding. And I won't play the introductory music. I'll get right to the rap. It'll be about a minute just so you can hear what it sounds like. It's from his first album.
Mm-hmm.
And the song's called I'm Outstanding. I don't like to play a lot of rap on the show. I'm not a big fan of rap.
He's a local boy, though. We're going
to. He is. He's from the area. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to be kind of shocked. Wow, this is not as terrible as I expected it was going to be. Because I so wanted it to stink. I so wanted to play something on air and go, ha, 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 how bad this is. Okay. See, now I've talked it up too much. WXZY, Kane, Pennsylvania. You run the radio show. Gracias. Thank you.
KSRQ in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Thanks, guys.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, here we go. 1 minute, just to alert our affiliates, 1 minute of Shaq's rapping, singing, whatever you call it, performing into a microphone, and then into the break. Back in a minute on Rock School.
I was born 3672, I think it's on the Wednesday. Hail to the moon, just like who the king. Tech, that means I'm blessed from the get-go. Moms, you never let go. Dad, thanks for raising me right, bro. He gave me confidence to stop the nonsense. Didn't live in Bel-Air like the Fresh Prince. Times are hard, times are rough. Didn't have toys.
was a rush toys, but I had enough love. Got the guidance from above to go to the park, sweat, push and shove. Made it in before dark, like you told me. I wouldn't do it a few times, a bad had to scold me. Pray for my safety. I know how you was feeling, feeling when you're reeling, nothing to drug dealing. Remember when you asked me this one day, who I wanna be? Like I said, Dr. J, and you said good. Now you gotta go. Take the damn ball and slam it to the hole. Mom cracked a smile, daddy gave a frown. I said to myself, I can't let them down. So make way, I'm coming in for a landing. What's gonna stop me from being outstanding?
I am simply running out of time, and there's so much I want to play. I didn't bring this one, but I should have. Mm-hmm. You know who Pelé is, right?
Another name.
Soccer player.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Still maybe regarded as the greatest soccer player ever.
Mm-hmm.
In 1969, he recorded an album called, and this is in Portuguese, my apologies if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. Tabelahina, which I believe means rhythm in Portuguese.
Okay.
And you think to yourself, well, somebody wrote the songs for him. Oh, no.
Really?
He wrote the majority of the songs, and on many of the album's cuts played guitar.
Huh.
So the man was talented. He also sings with a woman named Elis Regina, who was till that time known as Brazil's greatest singer ever. She passes away at 36 and to this day is seen as one of the greatest tragedies in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
That's how popular he was. The thing went platinum. Again, platinum in Brazil means something different than platinum in the United States.
Okay.
But I would go take a listen to it because you think, again, it's going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not.
Huh.
So Carl Edwards, you know who Carl Edwards is? He's a NASCAR driver, drives number 19, I believe, for Joe Gibbs Racing.
That's probably why I don't know it.
And he plays guitar, and you think he must stink. Well, no. I found a really neat video of him playing on stage with the Zac Brown Band and was keeping up.
That's cool.
So of all the places to go to play, mm-hmm. and the one we're actually going to play, if I can find him on my notes here. Here it is. Darren McCarty. He is a former Red Wings tough guy.
Okay.
He was the enforcer. Every team has sort of the tough guy that, if need be, will drop the gloves and begin to fight.
Right.
He has since retired. He was a Stanley Cup winner 4 times.
Wow.
And started a band.
Mm-hmm.
Named it after a hockey term, Grindr.
Ah.
This is his band, Grindr. And you think to yourself, it's going to stink. No, I tell you it doesn't.
I could see that working.
This is called Everything on Rock School. Okay, running out of time. Here we go. I'm going to list them out.
Mm-hmm.
Alexi Lalas, I think is how you say it. L-A-L-A-S.
Okay.
Soccer player. He was the opening act for Hootie and the Blowfish on their tour.
Ah.
Put out an album called Ginger in 1998 because he has a huge mane of red hair. Soccer player. And I've listened to a few of his songs, and they're rock. They're hard. Mm. And they're good.
I'll have to check them out.
There. John McEnroe, as in the tennis player.
Right.
You cannot be serious. Yeah. He has a band called the Johnny Smith Band, spell Smith with a Y,
okay.
that plays gigs in whatever town he happens to be in when he's playing on the senior tour. And they're not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those, you know, we are this old and we have the 1980s rock scene covered. So take a look at it. And the one I want to finish on,
mm-hmm.
Bernie Williams, played his entire 16-year career in Major League Baseball with the New York Yankees, 91 through 2006.
Mm-hmm.
When he quit, he was, before even,
right.
a classically trained guitarist. And what he did was he took his knowledge of classical, pop, Brazilian, and Latin music and got signed with Paul McCartney's publishing company, as in The Beatle,
right.
MPL Communication. Put out his major label debut, The Journey Within, back in 2003, mm-hmm. and is now a full-time working musician. And you think, well, he's probably pretty good on the guitar. Oh, no.
With that mix of music, he's going to be good.
Oh, he's brilliant. What he did was after retiring, he went on, he sort of retired right. himself mm-hmm. and then went on a, I don't know how you say it. He just took lessons for a year.
Oh.
Just said, I've got to prepare myself to become a musician and just went into the studio to practice for a year mm-hmm. and then came out with this. We're going to finish with this song, Ritmo de Otono, which translates it out to autumn rhythm. So there you go. Go listen to some of these. They ain't bad. So we're going to finish up with Bernie Williams. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Monique Gregoire.
See you next week. Class is dismissed.
Thank you.